I know. You're probably wondering why I want to talk about Summer League. Most casual basketball fans don't even know what it is. But trust me, we need to talk about this.
Glorious plug of the album.
Oh, no, he didn't!
That takes guts! He's up there through the legs, dunk contest! Give him the trophy!
Yeah. Now, I don't want to be that guy that says this summer league is unprecedented in terms of talent. We've definitely had our fair share of posterizing dunks, crossovers, and deep threes. It is unprecedented in motivation, however. The event that shall not be named without YouTube hunting me down caused a lot of dominoes to expedite this season. We have players that didn't have a summer league or NCAA championship last year. We have players that were in the draft class this year, but are still taking a back seat behind vets. And we have players that have been in summer league for several years, but are supposedly still not making the cut. Each player has something to prove. You've never seen anything like it, right? Well... actually, we have. In the 2011 NBA season, the NBA experienced a lockdown due to disputes over salaries. Now, this video isn't about the 2011 lockdown, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. All you have to know is the NBA season was cut short, and on top of it, no summer league. Now, as I said before, the casual watcher doesn't typically pay attention to summer league. It's the NBA offseason. Fans are waiting for October when teams play full force with their official 15-man roster. But there was one group that did care, and that's the 2011 draft class. And well, we have players that didn't have a summer league or NCAA championship last year. We have players that were in the draft class this year, but are still taking a back seat behind vets. And we have players that have been in summer league for several years, but are supposedly still not making the cut. With this crazy blend of motivation and bloodlust, you get highlights like this. And this. And even this. It felt like a regular season game, and that's because it essentially was. The 2012 Summer League saw names like Kawhi Leonard averaging 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, Klay Thompson 20, 6, 4.5, Tobias Harris 20, 7, and 2, and Jimmy Butler 20, 6.5, and 2. All names who had already been on an NBA court the season prior. Couple that on top of players like Damian Lillard averaging 26, 4, and 5, and Bradley Beal 18, 5, and 2, and well, I'll have Kenny For Real explain it for you.
Overall, this Houston Rockets versus Detroit Pistons game for the first half felt like a real life game. It didn't feel like a summer league game. And then I realized the reason it felt like a real life game is because this is 80% of the Pistons roster for next season. This is 80% of the Rockets roster for next season. These are like they're playing regular season games.
On top of all that, Summer League creates a weird dynamic with teammates. Yes, you're on the same team competing, but at the same time, you know in the back of your mind, it's either you or him that's going to get on that team roster. But this year, you didn't need to worry about that. Because you and your teammate were already guaranteed minutes in the NBA. Therefore, there was no competition between teammates. You could just work together to win the game, rather than competing on an individual level. Look at this play right here. He has no reason to pass it. He could have dunked it himself and gotten all the glory points. This is Summer League after all. You're competing for a spot on a roster. Except, you're not. As the thumbnail would suggest, history is repeating itself. With players that have already seen the NBA playing against those that want to show their skills to GMs. Which, as mentioned before, gives us highlights such as this. This. And even this. The Houston Rockets are running a roster including 3 draft picks. Meanwhile, teams like Detroit are full of 2019 and 2020 players such as Sadiq Bey, Dumbuya, Cook, and Killian Hayes, all saying, run it back. And it isn't just these two high draft pick teams. Teams that are rebuilding or looking for a second option were also hit. Teams like the San Antonio Spurs have Trey Jones and Devin Vassell, the Knicks with Obi Toppin averaging 21 points and 9 rebounds, the 76ers with Paul Reed being the second player in Summer League history with the 2020 game and 4 steals and 4 blocks on top of it, the Timberwolves with Mick Daniel averaging 16 points and 7 rebounds, and the Orlando Magic with Cole Anthony averaging the exact same in Summer League as in the NBA, 12, 4, and 4. The list goes on, but I think I've made my point. These are all 2020 players with minutes in the NBA, but not a single second in Summer League prior to this year. But they all decided to bring the performance we missed. This is a repeat of 2011. We didn't just watch Summer League, we saw a preview of things to come this season. And it's very exciting.